This is what's left of Tobruk's House of Representatives building. Protesters in the eastern Libyan city stormed it overnight, looting its offices, assembly hall, and setting it on fire.
This protest came after the political deadlock and worsening living conditions in the capital. It is clear that the legislative houses won't come to an agreement, so this protest could pressure the UN mission and the international community to turn to alternative solutions.
Earlier on Friday, hundreds of young protesters gathered at this square in the capital, Tripoli. Living conditions have deteriorated in recent months after a parallel government was appointed by the House of Representatives in eastern Libya. With power cuts lasting up to 18 hours a day, there's anger against political leaders.
Our demands include the removal of injustice on the citizens, solving the problem of electricity, dissolving and dismantling all legislative and executive bodies, such as Dibeba's government, Bashaga's government, the High State Council, Parliament, Agila Salah.
2.8 million Libyans registered to vote in elections scheduled for last December, but they were postponed after Libya's two rival parliaments failed to agree on the rules governing the poll. The disagreement is primarily about who can run for president. The most controversial candidate is Libyan-American warlord Khalifa Haftar, who controls the oil-rich eastern region. Recent UN-mediated talks between the two sides in Cairo and Geneva have failed to achieve consensus.
The delegation of the House of Representatives demanded to remove the condition that presidential candidates cannot hold any other nationality. Of course, we categorically rejected this matter because in this case, we are not putting in general rules, but rather it may be interpreted as tailoring the rules to allow certain people to run.
While the protests got violent in Tobruk and elsewhere, they remained largely peaceful in Tripoli. The UN support mission here in the capital has urged for calm and restraint. What's clear for now is people are frustrated with those in power and want elections to be held. If there's no political breakthrough soon, the situation could get worse. Malik Traina, Al Jazeera, Tripoli.